Zecher Nishmas, my great grandfather of Avraham Yitzchak Avsevitz ben Harav Yechezkel Yehoshua. In Shir 17, we're going to discuss conditions under which otherwise permitted animals are forbidden, and this relates to the categories of Nevela and Trefa. Now, it's a short chapter, and since it's summarized, it's going to be an even shorter lecture. Let's begin with Nevela. Only kosher animals that are properly shechted, that are properly slaughtered, may be consumed, may be eaten by people. An animal that died in any other way, whether it died naturally or was killed, or you did shechita on it, but it was an improper shechita, no matter how it died, is called a nevela. The Torah tells us in Devarim 14:21, Lo sochilu chol nevela, lager asher bisharecha titenena va'achala, o mochor l'nachri, kiam kadosh hata la'ashem elokecha. So we see clearly from here, when the Torah tells us, Lo sochilu chol nevela, that you may not consume nevela. To restate this rule more aptly, we would say that any animal that is subject to shechita and died in any other manner is now in the category of nevela. Now, nevela is from the word naval, which the author translates as to decay, to fade away, or to lose contact with the life-giving source. Shechita, we know, changes an animal into something permissible and allows it to become part of the human body. Nevela, on the other hand, cannot be used to, here's an exact quote, cannot be used to build up the personality structure of the Jew who is destined to be a servant of God and to exert his moral freedom in that service. So we stay away from items that belong to the unfree nature of the animal world. We exclude animal instincts, and we strive to elevate ourselves to God's service. And the end of the pasuk that we just quoted about Nevela relates to this when it tells us, Ki am kadosh ata la'Hashem Elokecha, because we are holy to Hashem our God. So that takes care of our discussion, our initial discussion at least, on Nevela. So let's move on to discuss Trefa. The Torah tells us in Shemos 22:30, Va'anshe kodesh tiyun li, uvasar basada tirefa lo sochelu, lakelev tashlichunoso. And you shall be holy men to me. You shall not eat any flesh that is torn in the field, but rather you shall cast it to the dogs. Now, from this verse, we learn that any animal that is mortally injured by another animal is in the category of trefa. And this is why the pasuk says in the field, because this is the most common way that an animal becomes a trefa, but it's not limited to such a situation. And from the oral law, we learn that it refers to any animal that has a mortal external or internal injury, whether dealing with an external injury or a natural organic defect that the animal has. So if the animal is sick, and the definition of this is that it will die within 1 year, meaning either it has a mortal injury or some kind of disease, etc., that would lead to death in 1 year's time, we place that into the category of trefa. Now, this category of trefa does not follow our medical knowledge, but rather the Mishnah lists 18 categories, and from these in the Gemara, the Rambam counts 70 trefa categories. So even if by our medication and our veterinarians, we know that an animal is going to die within 12 months, but if it's not one of these 70 trefa categories, then as far as I understand, we do not take that into account. However, even if, according to modern medication, we would say that this animal will live more than a year, but it has one of these 70 trefa categories. We will judge this animal as a trefa until proven otherwise. Now, there is another meaning of trefa, which refers to any meat that has left its usual location, or in Hebrew, we have the term chutz l'mechitza so. There are a number of examples of this, and here are just a couple. If you have meat from a korban that's been removed from the location where it was supposed to be eaten, korban pesach, removed from its chabura, Eiver min hachai, among others. These are all in the category of trefos. And the author translates trefa as tearing away from the sphere to which a thing organically or legally belongs. A creature that is whole has all of its parts that serve that creature. But a mortal wound, on the other hand, removes the body from its proper service and changes its purpose to food for the earth or for other animals, and is now part of the sadeh, part of the field. It is handed back to nature and is forbidden for human beings who belong to a holy and morally free calling. Now, there is a relationship between tumah and nevelah. Based on Vayikra 11:8, we know that we are not allowed to eat certain unclean animals, but the Torah also states that we are not allowed to touch them. The actual pasuk says, "Mibisaram lo sochelu, uvnivlasam lo sigo, timayim heim lachem." This same tumah applies to touching a nevela, and we know this from Vayikra 11:39, which states, "V'chi amus min habehema." Asher hi lachem la'achla, hanogeh b'nivlasah, yitma ad ha'arev. If one touches nevela, they are tameh until evening. And we specifically will need to be careful about this when the mikdash is rebuilt, b'mhira v'yameinu, around Yom Tov time regarding the mikdash and kachim. But other than that, this prohibition of touching the nevela does not apply, and there is no need today to avoid a nevela in terms of touching it, and generally we're not really concerned for any of these tumah. We don't have mikdash, we don't have kachim today, so this is something which we cannot do unless we have a beis hamikdash. So this concludes our discussion regarding nevela trefa and tumas nevela, and the next chapter deals with the preparation of meat.